On Monday, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan took the wraps off her 2017 budget, a $176 million spending plan that boasts a 2% decrease in spending from last year, which the mayor touts as the largest annual spending decrease in more than 15 years. The Common Council will now be taking a closer look. The mayor delivered an optimistic budget presentation. Her plan features no new fees or fines, however. The unpopular trash fee remains. The proposal will lower taxes, but the city's ongoing property revaluation could offset any savings. There's no mention of red light camera revenue. Last year's budget anticipated the cameras would rake in $1.9 million in fines. The program has fallen far short of that. Officials now say the cameras were installed in the interests of citizen safety, not as a source of income for city coffers. The city is also once again looking up the hill to the state capitol for $12.5 million in state aid, critical to balance the budget.
We feel very confident that we can support and that the state will support our $12.5 million ask, and we have been very adamant that this cannot be a spin-up. In fact, we will be looking for a three-year bridge in the New York State 2017-2018 budget so that we can have some certainty and we can provide clarity and a path forward for our budgets as we plan into the future.
Common Council President Carolyn McLaughlin weighs in.
I appreciate the fact that we're asking for it not to be a spin-up this time, but it's left up to the governor's office and how they're going to give us that. Are we going to pay now or pay later?
Sheehan admits it's the usual touch and go as to whether the city will receive the funds and in what form, but she's counting on it anyway.
We remain open to any number of ways of delivering aid to the city from the standpoint of the capital city funding. One of the things that we looked at was a model, and I'm going to forget which capital city it is, but there's another capital city that has similar capital city funding. We've looked at delivering it through the Harriman campus. We're open to looking at the AIM formula. So we remain open to any number of ways. Last year, we suggested that it happen through 19A, because of the unique situation that we have with the high percentage of state-owned property. That differentiates us from other cities. And again, this isn't looking for something that other cities don't have. We're really looking for the opportunity to have something closer to what they receive per capita in aid for the city of Albany so that we can bridge the gap.
City Treasurer Darius Schonfar believes the budget is solid.
It shows we still have a revenue gap and a revenue problem, and that leads directly to the lack of state aid from the state. The mayor laid out that case for it very eloquently, has been doing so for several years now with the state, and I think she's making some serious headway up the hill to get the state to understand that this is a structural problem that is caused by the lack of state aid.
The next step for the budget proposal is the Common Council. 10th Ward Councilwoman Leah Golby says the panel will get a budget overview presentation by Budget Director Rachel McEnany Thursday evening.
Where, you know, we'll get kind of a very high-level presentation on what's included in the budget, essentially going over what Mayor Sheehan did review yesterday and also answering any questions that we have. And that really kicks off the council's review of the 2017 proposed budget. Then we will go in, the finance committee will start meeting with every department. Every department head will come in. They will present their budget to us. They will answer our questions. There's back and forth. Council members along the way always have several questions, some of which wind up going back to the administration, which the finance chair has said she will carry that process forward, making sure that anyone that asks, if one question is asked by a council member, all council members will get the answer. So I think it will be a very open and transparent process of reviewing the budget.
Golby adds there will be public hearings and opportunities for public comment. Over the next 2 months, the council will review the package and hold meetings on it, with approval due by the end of November. You can view the budget document at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.